Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to podcast number 76 of the Simon Says podcast. Hi, it's Charlie and Maddie. Sean's still on vacation for a few more days, enjoying his time off, hopefully. And don't forget, please like, rate, subscribe, however you can, download, spread the word. We would love to have more of you listening. And if you happen to turn a few people on to what you hear, that'd be great. So we had a thing. We always like to talk about the world's oldest people and, you know, and anyone who makes it past 100. Side note, I have to do a video. I got to remember to do it tonight. My grandmother's 100th birthday is in a week.
Is that why all the family is gathering?
Yeah, well, they're no. Okay, so I'm going to New Hampshire just to see my folks up north.
Okay.
But other members of the family are going down to Florida where they are for their 100th. They just had their 80th wedding anniversary.
Yes, like, which is amazing.
It's crazy. Like, yeah. It's to the point now where I'm like, this is, my grandfather is 99 and my grandmother's going to be 100.
I can't imagine being alive for 80 years, much less with the same person for that long.
Well, my wife was funny. She was like, she's like, yeah, maybe we'll be together for 80 years. And I'm like, I don't think that's mathematically possible.
Do you realize how old we'll have to be when we die?
Yeah, I'll be 122. That is not a good look. This woman was actually born July 6, 1911 in West Virginia. But she says she wouldn't have made it to 110 if it wasn't for Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She loves Hershey's Kisses and her family, which is funny because I just saw another story about the secret to men living longer is not quite like Hershey Kisses. It's castration.
Whoa. Do what?
It seems very drastic.
I don't think very many men want to live that long to get through that.
This is seems like a flawed thing to me. Researchers in New Zealand looked at the DNA of male sheep that were castrated and compared it to the DNA of sheep that were still intact. And they found that the castrated sheep, their DNA aged much more slowly.
Well, that's because they don't have the stress of children. I don't know.
That seems like a terrible way to live your life. I mean, I don't know if I don't think I could just get by on Hershey's Kisses. Although I guess, you know, here's the thought. I don't want to live forever. Now, I already know that the male libido drops. I don't think that I'm going to be like Captain Swinger guy at 80. But I also don't think that I want to go without. And I guess
you'd like to have the option.
I guess. Although
You know, they say nursing homes are some of the wildest places.
I know. They're a hotbed for venereal disease. How dare you talk about my grandparents like that?
I wasn't going that route. I was just going to say, they like to have their fun.
Oh, that's a terrifying thing. I think there's a documentary out right now about the Villages. That's that giant candid community down in Florida.
Oh, goodness.
Have you heard about that?
No.
That place, it's like, it's a city. It started out as like a community, like a you know, retirement community. Mm-hmm. But it's like enormous. It's like as big as half the cities in this country.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like, apparently it's, I mean, we're not just talking 80s plus. I mean, so there are the lower end of retirees.
Yeah.
And it is just crazy hedonism party time down
there. Wow. How about that? My dad lives in a community that you have to be 55 or older to live there. And when he first moved there, that seemed so far away. And now it won't be long till I can live there with him.
Oh, you gonna move in with your dad?
But I know, I'm pretty sure that they are not like the Villages. It's much calmer.
You know what's crazy to think that you could retire at 55? Like, yeah. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you had the right job, which isn't radio.
Oh, dear God.
We're going to work till the day we die.
Listen, met you on play Friday. Oh, my teeth fell out. Charlie.
Sound like some of those callers.
Oh, man. You, me, and Sean just rocking the mics at 95.
Oh, Sean will never live that long.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's already played us out.
Yes.
We'll bring him along just in memoriam, though. Like, oh, we'll get that weird, creepy...
Oh, the 3D head.
3D.
And you can fix his hair.
Hello, it's the Get Up Show, Charlie and Maddie and 3D printed Sean head.
Do better, try harder.
And yeah, quotes. Seriously. So we talked about... I think you said, and I don't remember how we got into it, but you were saying about how you've snooped in roommates' rooms before.
Yeah, so there was a story we had the other day on the show about some people there was like three women who were sharing an apartment.
Oh, that's what it was.
And two of the women started discovering that some of their very personal items were missing.
Yes.
And so they set up some cameras and they found out that the other roommate had been stealing those things, which she claimed they were for an art project. But yeah, they have a store down the street that you can go get those and steal other people's things. But yeah, so what I was saying is that when I have lived with other people, I am nosy. And I'm not trying to steal your stuff. I just like to see how other people live and what they have and what they're about.
So this is interesting. So this is like the weirdest thing you've caught a roommate doing. So would you say that the weirdest thing someone could say of you is they caught you going through their stuff? Like you never took anything out or you never tried on their clothes without them?
No, I didn't like lay in their bed or do anything weird like that. I was just looking around to see what it was all about.
See, I had a roommate. I mentioned this on the air. It was my best friend growing up. We moved to North Carolina together. He had actually gone to UNCG here, and then I moved down afterwards. And so we lived together for a few years. And I remember he was dating this girl. It was just him and I in this one apartment. And I came home. I was doing like nights and like overnight. So I would work from 4 p.m. till like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And I got home and he was all proud of himself. And he was like, look, man, we cleaned your room for you. And I was like, what? And I went to my room and yeah, they'd cleaned my room. Like all my stuff was up. They'd made my bed, like put clean like surfaces and whatnot. And I'm like, I was like, why would you do that? And I don't, you know, it's like I could tell like he honestly meant like he like
oh yeah
look what
they
I
thought
did
they were
for
doing
you.
Something nice for you.
Yeah, but all I could think was like all my good stuff was where I like it.
And was your room really messy?
I don't remember if it was, because there was a certain point where I was a pretty messy person before I got a little bit more uptight about that. But and then I was thinking, I'm like, was I did I have something laying around? Because that's the other thing too, is if you you don't expect someone to be going through your room. Like I have all my good scandalous crap where I like it.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're an adult and you have your own space, you just assume that no one goes in there. So you just leave all your things where you want your things. And unless I'm your roommate, I'm going to go in there.
I feel pretty glad that I think overall, I mean, I've had weird, like in college, I don't think counts because I think you're supposed to have weird roommates.
Yeah.
Like freshman year, you're supposed to be stuck with somebody. Like I had a very, his nickname was Agassi because he looked like Andre Agassi.
Oh, yeah?
And that's with the balding. So he had the long hair, but it was bald on top. And he used to sit in his closet and cry and on the phone with his girlfriend all night. And I finally kicked him out of the room.
No.
I was like, you got to go out in the hallway. I can't. And then I think other than that, I mean, I had the normal like messy roommates and, you know, nothing scandalous.
Yeah, no, I never had anything really, really super bad. I had, you know, some with questionable boyfriends. And although they did bring McDonald's pizza, so that was okay. But and then I had one who her boyfriend basically lived with us, and they were really messy and ended up bringing the roaches, as we've discussed before. I don't think anybody. I mean, my first roommate when I moved to Memphis to go to college there, she was a skinhead, and that was interesting.
Now wait. Because this was something I learned in New Hampshire. Was she a racist skin or was she a non-racist skin?
She was a person who I honestly believe joined that group because she just wanted to belong. And those people made her feel like she belonged. And she did go along with some of the things. But quite honestly, I think she was just trying to find herself. She was actually a sweet person.
Sweet person, awful group of friends.
Crazy to say, but yeah, exactly.
See, because I had a roommate who he was dating this girl, and we all hated her. She was the worst. Mm-hmm. Actually, the girl I was dating at the time, they did not get along either, which was super fun as well. But yeah, I mean, beyond that kind of thing, it was always pretty good. So I was like reading some of these things about like weird things people have caught their roommate doing. One person caught my roommate pouring a giant pot of beans into the toilet.
Oh, what?
Another person said they found their roommate lying on the kitchen floor making snow angels. When asked why, he said he was getting himself dirty before he took a shower.
I'm not dirty enough. I must roll around on the floor first.
Oh, this is cute. One guy, see, I walked into my roommate's girlfriend shaving his butt for him.
Oh, okay, that's kind of personal.
That was one thing, having to share a bathroom with somebody.
Yeah, that sucks.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I got lucky in that, for the most part, I had my own bathroom. In this one house, in college, we had this house, and there's four of us. It was an 8-bedroom house, and we each had our own bathroom.
Wow.
And every room had a sink in it. It had been converted. It was an old house that had been converted into a dorm.
Uh-huh.
And so, oh God, I still feel. Do you ever have like, not to derail, but do you ever have moments where you feel like you should go back and apologize for things you did?
Oh, yes. I have a few.
Like, I'm worried if I go back to where I went to college, that town, that there might be something outstanding for like, security deposit or like the trashing of a house, like nothing like crazy illegal, but like, so this house had eight bedrooms, four roommates. So everybody had a room and then a bonus room. So we had various.
Okay. Yeah.
We had a, everybody had a sink in their room, which was weird and gross. We had an exit hallway. So because it had been a dorm, they had converted a hallway to like an exit, emergency exit.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the reasonable thing and took all the extra furniture and the mattresses and stuff and lined the hallway. It wasn't very long, but it was long enough, had an exit sign.
Yeah.
And we set up a shooting range for BB guns.
Oh, okay.
So by the time we moved out, because everybody found out about it, and so everybody loved partying at our house because we had the shooting range.
BB guns.
So it was full of broken glass and just the walls were just peppered with BBs.
Oh,
the sign
no.
was destroyed. So, I mean,
you definitely still owe a security deposit for that.
Just brutalized that house. We had this like entryway. So you would go There was like a main, we call it the foyer, where you, you know, would come in and go upstairs to the upstairs, mm-hmm. and then you walk through doors and go into the main, like, living room area. We were so bad. So, and I still can't believe I live like this. We didn't have access to a dumpster necessarily. So we just took all our trash and just put it in the foyer.
Oh, God.
And it filled up to the point of, like, it was full of trash.
Oh, no.
So we finally were like, well, we got to do something about it.
Somebody going to carry that out?
And that was the thing. There wasn't like a dumpster or anywhere.
There was
like,
nowhere to take it?
Well, we could have taken it to the dump, but, you know.
Wow, that's far.
Yeah. So what we did was we all took turns under the cover of night with our cars, filling up our cars with various bags of trash and shooting to different dumpsters around campus.
Yes.
Because we lived off campus. And so we would hit all these different dumpsters and then we did it until it was done. But that room, it never smelled the same.
So again, I imagine. It's so disgusting.
So the craziest thing about all of it, about this house, was that the owner slash landlord lived in the basement. So he lived below us the entire time.
Oh my gosh. So he kind of knew everything you were doing.
I don't know how. It's like, I don't know why. He must either have had the worst hearing ever or just be like, these college kids.
And he never came up there to like say, hey, stop shooting those BB guns
no,
in the house.
What's that smell? Like,
what is that smell?
What's that liquid dripping down into my, yeah, no.
God.
But yeah, that one's still like, I haven't been back to where I went to college. I went small school up in New Hampshire. Actually, mm-hmm. I think I've said it before. If you've ever seen Animal House, so Animal House was kind of based on, not true life, but I mean, the school itself was modeled after Dartmouth in, mm-hmm. I think in Vermont.
Right.
Yeah. No. No. Dartmouth is in Lebanon, New Hampshire, or West Lebanon. And then so when they go to the women's college, uh-huh. that was my school.
Okay.
It had only been co-ed for like a couple of years when I started going there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my connection to my school is we were the women's college that they went to go pick up girls in Animal House. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm now that I've got a, you know, I think I hadn't lived with anybody since ex and now previous wife. And honestly, like, you know, it's so funny that I think that with a significant other, it's nowhere like a roommate. Cause I can't ever think of like, my wife has never done anything remotely weird and gross.
No,
like
and it's,
a roommate.
It's not, you know, you're not separate where people, this person's doing this thing and you're doing your thing and it's completely separate. And you're like, what is happening in here? No, it's different.
I don't think I could ever live with anybody ever.
I haven't had roommates since the mid 90s. I shared the last roommates that were like permanent roommates. I shared a house with two guys. But they were actually very neat, and it wasn't bad at all. So,
how old were you about?
Mid 20s, like 27.
Yeah. See, I was still pretty much a degenerate at that point. I don't think I got my act together until about that. You know, honestly, I think I neatened up when I moved in by myself, specifically because I remember.
I think everybody needs to go through that. That first period of when you get out on your own, you're like, I don't have to clean and I don't have to do anything and da, da, da. And then you do that for a little while and you realize the importance of cleaning and why you should do it and that things stink and they're gross.
Oh, God. I don't want to ever go into another like frat house bathroom.
Oh,
ever,
God,
ever again in my life.
You.
That's like that. When you see, it's like you see it on the Learning Channel. It's like anytime TLC does like a hoarder house and they go into their bathroom, I'm like, oh, college.
Yeah.
Or that sticky floor after a party. That was the other good one.
Yes, where you like you walk and it's like,
oh, this is the worst. It's like, I just want to eat some breakfast or I need coffee. And it's like, so you had something that you remember reminded you of something that we had talked about too?
Well, I had one that's a follow-up from something we've talked about on the podcast.
Oh.
One of our five regular listeners, my cousin Mark.
Shout out to all our listener.
Yes, my cousin Mark listens every week. Thank you so much, Mark. And he messages me and he's like, you know that thing you guys were talking about with the hiccups? And it's called the hickaway. Remember, Sean?
Yeah, the straw, the weird straw.
The weird straw. And it's like a straw that is shaped strangely, but it's got these extra holes in it.
Yeah.
So that when you have hiccups very badly, and you suck some water up through this straw, somehow, miraculously, it makes your hiccups go away. So he said his boss had hiccups three times yesterday and three times today and was just miserable. And so he went, Mark went and got a straw and punched some holes in it and said, here, drink some water through this. His hiccups went away.
So, okay. So where are the extra holes? In the bottom?
He said the holes are at the top. And so it's like below where you would put your mouth. But so you're trying to suck water up and the holes make it kind of hard to...
But then does the water still...
Suck the water up?
Does the water
You can still
shoot?
Get it. They're not big holes. No, no.
I picture it just kind of sprinkling out of
the
top.
He said he sucked up one drink and his hiccups were gone instantly. He was shocked and he put the straw on his desk in case he ever gets the hiccups again. And he was like, where did you learn how to do that? Mark said, from my cousin's podcast.
Oh, my God. We're curing hiccups now.
I know. So you don't have to go buy this fancy hickaway thing. Just get a straw and poke some holes in it and try and suck some water up. And
can you get him to send us, like, if he thinks about it, can you get him to send us a picture of it?
Because yeah, sure.
I desperately want to see. I want to see
exactly where the holes are. And
I
stuff.
Was trying to explain that to somebody.
Because the one that's on the hickaway has the holes that are underwater, I think. So I'm not exactly sure. Mark, please, shoot me a picture of what you did for your boss and Willa. But you don't have to go buy this fancy.
Mark, our listener,
hickaway thingy.
We appreciate you listening and rating and subscribing and downloading, you and you alone. And thank you to everybody.
So remember last week when we were talking about words that people don't like the sound of?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
example, moist or slurp and things
ointment.
Like that. Ointment. Yeah, but people don't like those because it puts a picture in your head of that thing happening.
Yeah.
Like mucus and what have you. So
Sorry. Quick side note. I watched this show called Alone on the History Channel, and it's like you have to go... They drop you off. These survival experts. They drop mm-hmm. you off in the Arctic area, and you have to survive by yourself with nothing except for like 10 specific things you can bring in. You know, hunt all your food and everything. And the reason that made me laugh is because this one girl is like, "You guys, I am so lacking in salt that I've been eating my own mucus."
Oh, God.
And she's like, and that made me laugh so hard because I was like,
oh, God.
Just the way she said it, she's like, I'm a teacher and I've been telling kids not to pick their nose and eat it. And here I am on TV.
I know why.
I can eat my own mucus for salt. And I was like, oh, mental note, eat mucus for salt. Check.
Okay,
sorry.
Then.
Anyway.
But it got me thinking that what is a word that you just don't like the way that people use it? You know how people get it, either it's a slang word. Or mine that I really just is annoying me lately is when people say that something they don't like is nasty.
Yeah, okay.
Especially when they're referring to food. When they say, like, for example, the kid was, he got some boneless wings the other night and, you know, they all offer you celery or carrots and we forced him to get some vegetables.
Yeah, God forbid.
Not a big fan of that. But he's like, those carrots are nasty, but I ate like 10 of them. And I was like, okay, look, you don't like them. That's fine. But something that's nasty is like covered in mucus or slime or ants, or it's gross.
Right.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's nasty. Because, you know, nasty's gross.
Yeah. Well, and it's that idea of using it to describe something that you just don't like. You know, it's not in its sense, you know, moldy or, you know, like.
Yeah, like somebody will be like, ooh, peanut butter's nasty. No, it's not. You're just not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's just, for some reason, and it gets used a lot these days. A lot of times on the Simon Facebook page, we'll put up things about food. And if someone doesn't like whatever the food is that we put up, there's always at least one comment, ooh, that's nasty. And it's like, no, it's not. You just don't like it.
You know, that's funny because, so you talk about that. I said something to my wife the other day. I thought she had said it before, and apparently not, because I was like, oh, we were going on our camping trip. And so I looked at her in bed the other night, it was before it, and I was like, guess what, honey? It's like only two more sleeps until we go on our trip. And she's like, don't you ever say that again. Don't you ever, ever, ever use those words. I'm like, oh, dear God, what have I done? Like, apparently that was a trigger.
Like, she does not like that phrase.
No. Which I thought was so funny because I thought for sure that was what I'd heard her
you
use.
You thought you were going to be really super cute.
I thought I was cute. I was not cute. I apparently, that was to her what baby talk is to me.
Yes.
Where like, you know, it, that to me, it's not a saying or a word. It's when someone would talk to me in baby talk because it reminded me of that girl I dated in college. And then even, I think there was a woman who used to work here that used to kind of do it. And I'd be like, ah, dear God, what are you doing? You're a grown person. Like, would you want to go do the thing?
To a person, like to you?
Yeah.
She'd speak like that?
Yeah, I think
so.
Not quite to that point, but it was like almost that same tone or that same thing. And it's like, God, I don't know why. It's like certain things, it is funny. It's like certain things trigger you. And you're
I
like,
will admit I use baby talk to my dog, but not
different.
To humans. Not even human children. I will speak to a human child like it's an adult, but I will talk to my dog like it's a human baby.
I don't mind that. Like, and that's the thing, but it's like, you wouldn't talk to your grown husband, like, you know, your grown boyfriend or your husband or whatever, and say, you know, like, oh, look at you.
Aren't you a good boy?
You look so cute. Now, I will say, I have also at times looked at my wife as she is showering praise upon the dogs. I then kind of look and be like, I mean,
you're a little jealous.
Yeah. So I think I've tolerated some. I did get a good boy the other night because she was showering.
Get a pat on the head.
Everybody else is getting all the love. And belly scratches, and I wanted some. But oh God, I had to take the littlest dog to the vet because we're going out of town, so we got to board him and he's got to get a shot or whatever. I swear to God, it's so funny. It's like I almost like I don't I like the dogs. I like the little dogs. There's one, the middle dog is my favorite. Like he is.
Is that the derpy one?
No, that's the littlest one.
Okay.
But man, it was just so funny to walk into a vet's office with your dog under your arm, like, and he's trembling, like, he's just...
You're like, I'm a grown man, and I have this shaky little 10-pound thing under my arm.
And they were like, oh, look who it is! It's little Gus! Gus, what you do? And he's like, ah! I was laughing and then, you know, the vet was talking to me about how is he doing? You know, and then I'm like, he's good. You know,
yeah.
You know?
The vet was being kind of,
you can't help
sweet.
It. And I think it's just, you know, you say that about certain pets, but I think it's also a pet of a certain size or style where you can't help, but like, and God, I catch myself doing like with certain stuff, you know, like, I'm talking like an imbecile to this dog. Like,
oh, I'm always like, Riley, you want some foods? It's time for foods. Want some foods?
Oh, yeah. Ours is, did you want the foodies? It's time for foodies. And he like looks at you funny and he tackles his bowl and runs around. And then next thing you know, he's sniffing another dog's butt. And then that dog is eating somebody else's. I think it is. It's only a matter of time. Both kids, so it's 16 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like within 3 years, there's the potential for empty nest.
Yes.
Wow. I can't even begin to describe the terror I'm going to feel because I know my wife is going to need to fill space with either plants or dogs. And
oh, wow.
It is going to be
live in the dog jungle.
It is going to be a dog jungle. Yo, you are going to have do welfare checks on me. Like, if you don't see me for a minute, it could be a problem. Like, I love her, and I love the animals.
But the creeping ivy creeped over your bed in your sleep, and it's now strangling you.
I'm going to be like...
the dogs.
Yeah, I think I'm going to end up under the bed with the other dog. It's going to be a sea of little dogs everywhere with their weird eyes and their tongues out. And I'm going to be that guy. I'm gonna be that guy, the dog walker you see with the 40 leashes connecting to one.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's gonna be a sea of little guys. There's just like just weaving around and
barking. I am kind of amazed by those dog walkers who can handle little ones and big ones, and they've got like eight. And I'm going, how are you even doing that? Because I used to have two decent sized dogs. Both of them were like about 50 to 70 pounds, and they were a handful. How do you do eight dogs on leashes?
How do you handle cleanup?
That too.
The worst part is, like, I'll walk three. One lab, two chihuahuas. And it's like one
he's
goes,
that guy, y'all.
And the other one zips around, and then one's going this way, and then one sees something and pulls, and then the other one's walking through the other dog's waist, and it's like, oh, what are you doing? God. No, get over it. And you can't. It's almost like a weird puppeteer. Like, you've got one leash on one finger, and you're.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Have you ever had one dog go one way and the other one go the other way, and they're both pooping, but you're stretched out in the middle? I have.
It's like some medieval torture. It's like, yeah, they used to string you up between two horses. Like, I'm strung between two pooping dogs.
Drawn and quartered.
whose poop is going to get picked up first? Well, on that delightful note, we're going to wrap this up. And thank you for joining us, Mark. And anyone else who may have picked
please
up
tell
along
your friends.
Yeah, tell all your friends. I have got to go. I refound my obsession with going to the You Pull It places.
Oh, so, yeah, the pull apart.
Yep. So I am going to, there's a place on Wendover that I like. So I got to go. I'm going to go change into my clothes. I got my gloves, and I'm going to go.
Oh, you have an outfit for pulling parts.
Well, mostly because the last time I went, I was covered in sweat and the absolute filth of the backseat of this car that I was trying to work in.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen anyone abandoned kibble, fishing lures, and flossers with such reckless abandon. Yo, okay, quick side note. I think it's absolutely insane. I understand. I've been in wrecks before, but I've always gone back to get my stuff out of my car. I've found registrations, bills, like tons of personal information. I found a debit card.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. The one bad wreck that I had where I totaled my Ford Escape.
Yeah.
I went to the place and got everything out of it. I didn't leave anything in there.
Well, do you want me to bring you back? Because this one, I found a Volkswagen Jetta. I'm trying to get parts for my old car because my kid's going to inherit it. So do you want me to go get you some flossers when I'm there?
You know, as much as I love those things, I'm going to pass.
All right. It's your loss. You know, maybe I'll find you something sweet in there.
Unless they're individually packaged, then we're on to something.
No, these are loose. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Simon Says podcast. And we will be back next Wednesday. And other than that, please, if you like the show, download it, subscribe, rate it, click buttons, hit bells, tell other people.
Scream it from the rooftops.
Yeah, just a little bit. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.